Good evening, I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. First of all, it's about the upcoming elections for President, Congress, and other offices, and also about important issues facing your community and the nation. First of all, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay. Which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, Independent, or some other political party?
Republican.
As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican election for U.S. Senate, Congress, and Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20? I am definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all.
Definitely.
And what is your age? Just to make sure we speak to all ages. 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or over 75?
There you go. Put that one.
Over 75?
No. The next one down.
66 to 75, correct?
Yep, that'll do.
Okay. And generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
That's a tough one. Because you're talking
in general.
Florida.
Just in Florida.
You know, I reckon Florida's okay.
Okay, right direction. And from the following, which set of issues are most important to you and your family right now? I have a short list. I know all are important, but the most important. Economic issues like taxes and government spending, moral issues like abortion and protecting the rights of the unborn, public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration, constitutional issues like gun rights and the Second Amendment, or the last three, affordability issues like inflation, insurance, and housing costs, or political issues like replacing Joe Biden with Donald Trump and draining the swamp in Washington, D.C., or the last one, cultural issues like standing up against woke policies such as the EI and transgender rights.
I'll take the first one.
Economic issues, okay? And you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate it as well. The first one is Nan Cobb. Do you recognize the name? Nan Cobb?
Yep, I do.
Okay, how would you rate Nan Cobb? Very favorable, just somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
The next one, Addie Owens. How would you rate Addie Owens?
I'm not familiar with her.
Never heard of, okay? Carrie Baker?
I heard of her, but I don't know anything about her.
Okay, no opinion?
I've heard your name. Yeah, no opinion.
And the next one, Carrie Baker. Do you recognize the name, Carrie Baker?
Oh, definitely 100% favorable.
Very favorable. The next one, Mike Levin. How would you rate Mike Levin?
No opinion.
No opinion. Keith Farner. Do you recognize the name? Keith Farner?
Keith Farner? No, I don't recognize the name.
No. Okay. And the next one, Anthony Sabatini. How would you rate Anthony Sabatini?
No opinion.
No opinion. Donald Trump. How would you rate Donald Trump?
Very favorable.
Ron DeSantis?
Very favorable.
David Jordan?
Sucks. Unfavorable.
Very unfavorable or just somewhat?
Very.
Okay. Then last one, Mark Jordan.
Very unfavorable. He's a crick and should be in jail.
Okay.
So should his brother.
Okay. If the Republican primary election for Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20 were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Nan Cobb, Addie Owens, Mike Levin, or Keith Farner?
I haven't made up my mind yet.
But
if
you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? If the elections were held today, Nan Cobb, Addie Owens, Mike Levin, or Keith Farner?
Addie Owens.
And from the same list of candidates, who will be your second choice in the Republican primary election for Florida State House? Nan Cobb, Mike Levin, or Keith Farner?
I don't know enough about them. This would skew the opinion, Paul, as far as I'm concerned. If I don't know enough about them, I haven't made a decision.
So, undecided.
Yeah.
Okay. And compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed much?
Worse.
And generally speaking, which comes closest to your opinion? I have two options. The first one, bipartisanship is a good thing. When Republicans and Democrats come together, there is less gridlock and more gets done for the average person. We need more bipartisanship in government. Or the second option, bipartisanship can be a bad thing. Republicans and Democrats have joined together on things like funding endless wars overseas and giving billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies and corporations. We don't need more bipartisanship. Instead, we need more elected officials who are willing to clean house in government and fight for conservative principles. So the first one or the second one?
I'm having a hard time understanding some of the words you're saying. I don't mean it to be disrespectful, but
the first one is bipartisan.
Yes,
I will repeat the statement. Okay, bipartisanship is a good thing. This is the first statement, and the second one, bipartisanship can be a bad thing. Which comes closest to your opinion, the first one or the second one?
Bipartisanship could be a good thing or a bad thing. I mean, I guess it could be good. I think both sides suck right now.
But which one should I record for you? The first one, bipartisanship is a good thing. When Republicans and Democrats come together, there is less gridlock and more gets done for the average person. Or the second one, bipartisanship can be a bad thing. Republicans and Democrats have joined together on things like funding endless wars overseas and giving billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies and corporations.
Go with the second one.
Now, which of the following comes closest to your opinion about President Joe Biden? I have three options. The first one.
Is the word stuck on there? Sorry.
I have three options again. The first one, I am voting for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in November. That's the first one. The second one, while I strongly dislike Joe Biden and his policies and I'm voting for Donald Trump, I am so much sympathetic towards him, his poor debate performance proves that he's too old and not capable of being president. Or the last one, Joe Biden's debate performance proved what we knew all along. He has severe mental decline and has not been running the country. Biden should be ashamed of himself, and after Trump wins, he should prosecute Biden and his handlers for putting our entire country at risk and trying to fool the American people.
The third one.
And as you, we're almost done with the survey, we're 7%. Thank you so much for your help. As you may be aware, the race for Lake County property appraisers has been in the news recently. Current property appraiser Carrie Baker qualified as a write-in candidate instead of a Republican candidate. Baker was not anticipating anyone else to run against him and decided to qualify as a write-in candidate so he wouldn't have to pay the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. However, at the last minute, Mark Jordan, the brother of tax collector David Jordan, paid the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. Now, in the November election for property appraiser, Mark Jordan will be the Republican on the ballot and incumbent Carrie Baker will be a write-in candidate. Which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I have two options here. The first one, this was a dirty trick by Mark Jordan to steal the property appraiser's position from Carrie Baker. Jordan has been censored by the local Republican Party for his actions and is being sued for this. Or, the second option, Mark Jordan, like any other Republican in Lake County, has a right to run for political office. Has Carrie Baker just filed as a Republican and paid the fee? Okay, I need to read everything verbatim. I will be very quick. You're wasting your breath. maybe you change your mind, okay? I know.
No, I won't change my mind. I told you, you should be in jail.
Okay, but I need to read everything verbatim, please.
Okay,
the two of them will have faced up in a primary and Republicans will have decided the election. Baker was trying to pull a fast one and has nobody but himself to blame. Are you sure the first one?
Oh, bullshit. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. It ain't Baker's fault. He's trying to return money to the people that donated his campaign, not to try to keep out on $10,000.
And lastly, this is basically a last part of the survey. Again, thank you for your kindness to help us. If you knew the following statements about a candidate were true, would it make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for Florida State House? If it will make no difference, you can indicate it as well. The first candidate, a candidate who has been sued repeatedly for financial crimes, including stealing thousands of dollars from a colleague and refusing to pay for items purchased. After hearing that, much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less likely to support that
candidate.
Likely. Candidate, a candidate who support term limits for members of Congress.
Absolutely.
Much
I
more
agree
likely.
With that one.
A candidate who is endorsed by a group that spent hundreds of thousands of dollars electing Democrats.
No.
Much less or just somewhat less?
Much less.
Okay. A candidate who has criticized Governor DeSantis by suggesting that DeSantis is acting like a tyrant.
Much less.
Much less. A candidate who is a 35-year resident of Lake County and a lifelong conservative Republican.
Somewhat likely.
The next one, a candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that supports business hiring illegal immigrants.
Definitely not likely.
Much less. Okay.
Much less.
Then the next one, a candidate who has owned a small business in your community for 30 years.
Probably somewhat likely.
A candidate who had a lien placed on their home and in a separate instance was sued for not paying over $100,000 in rent.
Oh, Lordy, less likely.
Much less or just somewhat less?
Much less.
Okay. A candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that is the largest lobbyist for the big insurance companies who are responsible for skyrocketing home insurance premiums.
Less likely.
Much less. Or just somewhat
less. Much less. No, much less.
The next one, a candidate who only recently became a Republican, did not vote for Governor DeSantis in her first campaign and did not support President Trump in the primary.
Somewhat less likely.
Just somewhat, okay? The next one, a candidate who supports increasing property taxes by millions of dollars.
Way less likely.
Okay. And the last four, a candidate who says they are seeking power at the state level so I can return the power to you at the local level.
Somewhat likely.
And the last three candidates. A candidate who is bankrolling his campaign by spending over $150,000 in an effort to buy a seat in the state government.
Less likely.
Much less or somewhat?
Somewhat less.
The last two, a candidate who has served on the USDCD commission and will use that experience to hit the ground running in Tallahassee and deliver for your community.
Somewhat likely.
The last one, a candidate who will prioritize law and order and has worked for Sheriff Peyton Grinnell and Gary Borders.
I don't like Peyton Grinnell at all, but somewhat
likely. Less likely or
somewhat likely.
The last few questions are just a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Very conservative or just somewhat?
Probably very.
And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school graduate, some college graduate, or postgraduate degree?
High school graduate.
And do you consider yourself pro-life or pro-choice on the issue of abortion?
Pro-choice.
Somewhat pro-choice or strongly pro-choice? Okay, this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening. Thank you.
All right, you too. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.